And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Back to School for Sparky. Well, after a long and exciting summer, Sparky finally had to go back to school. Yes, the fall term started, and this is the day. Mayor Plumfront and Yuki Butcha stayed overnight at our house because we got back so late from our trip to East Cantankerous, Illinois, where we went to help Yuki get back his memory. Of course, we still have that mystery of the wart on the back of Yuki's neck. But as our episode begins now, it's early in the morning, the alarm clock has just gone off, and I'm still a little bit sleepy, but just deciding that I should get up and listen. Well, I guess I better get up out of bed. No use lying around here awake like this. Time to get Sparky up ready for school anyway. Look at the mayor snoring over there. Well, he sure was in a grumpy mood last night. Well, I guess after this good sleep, he'll be his old cheerful self again. I'll just let him sleep and quiet into Sparky's room, wake him up. Wonder how Sparky's going to feel about going back to school today. I should think he'd be glad to be getting back, especially now since he's going to have that nice-looking young teacher, Miss Chutney. There he is, snoring away to beat the bad, as he would say. Sparky. Sparky, time to wake up. Sparky, come on, come on. Time to get out of bed.
No. Come on.
Let me sleep a couple of more minutes. Come on now. Don't turn over and go back to sleep. Come on, Sparky. Up and at him. Come on. Let's go. Up. Here we go. Come on.
Oh, boy. What time is it?
It's time to get up. Come on. You have to get washed and dressed and eat your breakfast so you can be off to school.
School?
Yeah. Well,
that's right. I have to go back today, don't I?
Yeah, but you shouldn't mind, because you had a whole week extra vacation just because your new teacher didn't get back in town in time for the beginning of the new school year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to have Miss Chutney teaching a fourth grade this year. Yeah. Boy, she ever pretty, too.
Yeah. All right, then, into the bathroom with you. Get washed and dressed while I go downstairs and fix breakfast.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, Big John, okay. I'm all washed and dressed and ready. You got breakfast for me?
Yeah, come on, sit down at the table, Sparky, and start with your cereal, and I'll fry you some bacon and eggs while you're eating that. And don't be so noisy, please. You'll wake up Mayor Plumfront and Yuki.
You don't have to worry about that, Big John. They're both awake.
Oh, well, good. Okay, eat your cereal and drink your orange juice and milk. I gotta go to the bottom of the stairway and call up to the mayor and Yuki and ask them what they want for breakfast.
Yeah, okay, whole race started on the cereal. Boy, this orange juice sure does taste good this morning. Hope we got lots of milk in the refrigerator, because I could drink a couple big glasses of milk. Hey, I sure hope the mayor isn't as crabby this morning as he was last night.
Yuki, what do you want for breakfast? Well, what do you got? A couple of eggs and bacon be fine with me.
Well, Mayor, we have bacon or ham and eggs, cereal, toast, orange juice, milk, tea, coffee. What do you want?
That'll do. Just make you two eggs to start off with.
Listen to Mayor. He sounds like he got over his crabbiness.
Yeah, okay. It'll be ready in a little while now.
Well, we'll be down pretty soon, Big John, since the mayor lets me get into the bathroom so as I can wash my face.
Yeah, okay, Yuki. How are you doing with the cereal there, Sparky?
Okay. You gonna have some bacon and eggs for me?
Yeah, right now. May as well fry all the eggs now. Mayor and Yuki will be right down.
Yeah, I know. I heard them. Oh, Mayor Plumfront sounds like he got over his crabbiness, doesn't he? He was in some bad mood last night.
Oh, he was just a little tired and sleepy. I think he was trying to snap out of his crabby mood when Yuki told him that story about the man who took the bicarbonate of soda. That didn't help any.
Hey, speaking of Yuki, if he is Yuki, when are you going to ask him about that wart that isn't on the back of his neck?
Well, I'm going to bring that subject up while we're eating breakfast. But you know, in a way, I don't think that I'll care whether Yuki is really Yuki or whether he's really old Charlie Rushlaw who just thinks he's a fellow named Yuki Budget.
What do you mean by that?
Well, after all, Yuki or Charlie or whatever his name is, it's still the same person who was our friend for all these many years up until now, so what difference does it make what his name is?
Well, I don't know. I never stopped to think of it that way.
Yeah, now, Yuki, it's all over and done with, so just forget about it. I'm just not crabby anymore.
Here they come now, Sparky.
Yeah, but, Mayor, I'm telling you, that's the best half-wit remedy that there is in the whole world.
Now, Yuki, I told you, just drop the subject right there, bicarbonate of soda. I'm not crabby no more, and I don't have no sour stomach, and I don't need no big glass of it to get me back in a cheerful mood there. Hey, good morning there, Buster.
Hi, Big John. Howdy there, Sparky lad.
Oh, hi, lad. I didn't see you sitting over there. Got your head so far down inside that there bowl. Seriously, you're clear out of sight.
Hi, Mayor. Hi, Yuki.
Come on, sit down, boys. Cereal's in your bowls. There's the cream in the pitcher in the middle of the table. Sugar's there, too, in case you want some.
Ah, fresh horseshoes. Well, that's what I like first thing in the morning.
Yeah, see, you remembered I like tomato juice there, Buster. Thank you. Where's the salt and pepper? I always like to have a little salt and pepper in my tomato juice.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Here you are, Mayor. Now, in just a second, there's going to be bacon and eggs. Here you are, Sparky. Go to it. You haven't got much time now before you have to get off to school. Mayor, Yuki, you just take your time. We've got all morning.
This here sugar tastes a little bit salty, Big John.
Of course it tastes salty, you dumb snoot. You're shaking the salt shaker into your cereal instead of the sugar. Sugar's in the sugar bowl there, you dumb snoot.
Well, fine. They ought to do something about sugar and salt being the same color and looking alike. Now, you know, if I was running the works, you know what I'd take and do?
Nobody cares what you'd take and do if you was running the works. I'm glad you ain't. Just eat and be quiet. Anybody who can't tell the difference between a salt shaker and a sugar bowl ought to have their head examined.
Say, speaking of sugar and salt looking alike, reminds me of the fact that you and old Charlie Rustflaw look alike, Yuki.
Oh, old Charlie Rustflaw don't look nothing like me, Big John.
Well, I thought you said you two look so much alike that old Charlie's father, Mayor Rustflaw of East Cantankerous, Illinois, couldn't tell you apart.
That's right, Yuki. That's what you said. You said the only way Mayor Rustflaw could tell you apart was by the wart that you have on the back of your neck under your shirt collar.
Oh, that. Oh, No, we don't look nothing alike. See, the reason Mayor Rustflaw couldn't tell me and old Charlie apart is because our voices sound so much alike, and he's got such bad eyesight, and he couldn't see our faces well enough to tell who was who, so we dreamed up the idea of having a wart on the back of my neck. The only trouble is I ain't really got a wart there, so I used to take and put a wad of chewing gum back there. Whenever old Mayor Rustflaw wanted to know who was who, see, and then we had to make up some way for him to tell us apart. Ah, fine.
Well, Sparky, I guess that answers your question, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Yuki, I have to confess something. Last night while you were sleeping in the car on the way home from East Cantankerous, I reached down inside your shirt and I felt for the wart on the back of your neck, and when it wasn't there, well, then I thought maybe you were old Charlie Rustflaw after all.
Ah, fine. Well, I don't leave that there wad of chewing gum back there all the time, Sparky lad. It sticks to the shirt collar. It's pretty hard to get off.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, especially in the hot summertime. Chewing gum gets extra sticky in the hot weather. It's extra hard to get off a shirt then.
Yeah. Well, finish my breakfast, Big John.
What time do you have to leave for school?
In just a little while. Maxie Finster and Charlie Clementine said they'd stop and call for me on the way to school. So I guess they'll be along just a little while now.
Hey, if I'm finished eating breakfast when you leave for school, I'll walk up the street with you there. How about that, Sparky lad?
Sure. Okay, Yuki. Fine. In fact, real fine.
Yeah, fine. I'm anxious to see my old 1913 Model T again. Got to get myself back to work, you know. Oh, also, I got to go out and find myself a place to live now that the Cheviot Hills Hotel is burned down. I guess I don't have no home.
Say, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You're a homeless boy now, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess that's what you'd call me. Say, none of you fellas know anybody who's got a nice furnished room for rent, do you? I mean, for the time being, I think I'll just settle for a place to sleep and, you know, keep my things.
Well, we haven't got any rooms for rent, but how'd you like to use the bed in our spare room where you slept last night?
Well, that'd be real fine. In fact, that's one of the finest beds I ever slept in during my entire lifetime. Not too soft, not too hard. Just real fine.
Well, as I just said, we don't have any rooms for rent, but Sparky and I certainly would be perfectly happy to have you stay here and live with us for as long as you like.
Well, sure, that's real fine. That's mighty generous of you, Big John.
Sure. And you'll come here and live with us?
Well, sure. Just as soon as I can get my things together and move them in.
Hey, you mean Yuki's going to come here and live with us all the time?
Fine.
That's right, Sparky. Yuki's going to live here with us.
Wow! Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, kids. We're going to have even more fun around here at St. John's house than ever before, because Yuki's going to move in with us. Going to live right here with us. He's going to have our spare room for his own room. Boy, I can't wait till he moves in. He's sure got a lot of keen things. He's got silver trophies that he won when he was the world champion tiddlywinks player, and when he was a champion swimmer and baseball player, and medals he won, and all kinds of things like that. Some very highly and interesting and amazing gadgets, too. Oh, Maxie Finster's whistling for me outside. Those platforms are going to be off the school. I'll see you later, kids. So long. Okay, Max.